Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and welcome to another edition of Cannabis. No, you're fine. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, right on. Tonight, we are bringing a new live show from a disloc. You know, I'm not going to tell you where, but I am going to say that, you know, we are, hang on just a minute, and I will continue to connect to this. So it's going to be a little silent for just a few seconds, so just bear with me and everything will be fine. So, yeah, anyway, we're live here tonight. In an area, I will say we went to Michigan. We're in Michigan. We did get to go through a grow facility, a grow house, and look at what a facility is, especially for here, what going through a facility here in Michigan. And that was the important thing, because looking at, you know, an Ohio grow facility versus what a Michigan grow facility is, is absolutely two different complete things, which is, in my view, you know, seeing both sides of, you know, what the care is and what goes into doing what each individual does at their grow sites and their grow facilities, gave me a chance to appreciate, you know, somebody's growing style and how they, you know, put things together and how they select their strands, which I was honored and very pleased to be able to be part of that and see what was going on. I'm going to go here. I'll bring this live here in just a few moments. So people that will be able to see instead of just hearing. So this will be a new show, a new way of me doing this tonight. And I hope, and I know it will work out. So we'll be talking with Adam Fogelman, who, anyway, I didn't do that right. I know it. It's horrible. Anyway, there we go. And we'll be live here in just a quick second. Which... Again, as I did state, that we are in a legal state that allows individuals to partake in cannabis. And the live will be here in 3, 2, in just a few seconds. Yep, we're on audio now. Now we're broadcasting live.
Very cool.
So, again, you know, I'm sitting with Adam Fogelman at a grow facility that he runs. And, you know, and as fact that Ohio considered him to be a criminal for exactly what he's doing now. And he's legally allowed to do in this state doing right now legally and without any qualms. All it just took was just a few dollars. And trust and believe, he has taken care of patients here in the state of Michigan, throughout the state of Michigan, several patients that, you know, benefit from his medicine just as they benefit with what he was doing.
Justin, no, mama. No.
Yes, okay, girls. So anyway, Adam, I would just... There we go.
Yeah.
So I want to just cover with you. I know that, you know, we talked a little yesterday, walking through and talking with the level of care that you have and that you do here, as far as what you grow,
right,
your growing process, the care that goes into it, the nutrients that you use, the process that you use. Talk a little bit about that.
I mean, there's a lot to it, you know. Like, I don't want to get too...
I don't want to give secrets or nothing
I mean,
that.
Even if, you know, because, like, what I'm going to say you know, some people might be like, you know, oh, that's, like I said, there's a million ways to slice the banana.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we here use a mostly synthetic line of nutrients, very high-grade synthetic line, pharmaceutical grade, if you will. It's very clean. You know, it's very low in, like, nitrates and phosphates, which are some of the bad, like, salts. And some of the lower grade fertilizers that kind of linger around and cause like nutrient lockout and deficiencies in plants. They also tend to linger around in your finished product because they're not able to be broken down properly.
Right.
So like as opposed to like a Miracle-Gro, which is like a low grade synthetic fertilizer, we're using a line known as Front Row. It's through the Solstice Agriculture Group, and it's a very high grade synthetic fertilizer. Completely water-soluble, very easily fed, very easily removed from the plant as well.
But it's approved, though.
Yeah,
it's approved.
It is an approved line. You know, it is completely healthy to use on cannabis. It's completely healthy to use for any type of food that you're going to be consuming. And we do supplement with some organics as well. I use some organic microorganisms, you know, and some compost teas. Supplementally to help bring me some of those nice flavors and aromas that you can only get out of really good organic gardens.
Right. And see, that's the importance of, you know, growing the way that you grow versus somebody growing for profit. Because we've been friends for a long time and we've talked for a long time. And I know that, you know, you're growing specifically to help patients for specific diseases and for specific strands.
Right.
And that's, you know, and that's the difference in level of care
yes.
that goes into somebody's garden that you're growing. And, you know, we speak of you and, you know, Ohio has labeled you. I mean, as you're sitting here with me now, I mean, we're both actually labeled
yeah.
as criminals
yeah, yeah.
for what we can do here legally.
Yeah, it's obscene.
You know, and how, you know, how they treat people, you know, for a plant is, you know, locking somebody up. And I know that you went through a 2 year of hell, and it was pretty much hell because it was right there at the beginning of COVID
yeah.
and the facility
yeah.
that you was at to begin with. I mean,
it was part
of the facility was condemned. It was falling in. I mean, there was a sinkhole. So
I actually got to do time in that facility because had opened the dorm, they closed it down because there were complaints. I actually don't have one.
Right.
I got this for Peggy.
Oh, my
God. So, sorry. That was a gift. That was a gift for Peggy.
Right on. So, yeah,
So I actually got to do some time in that particular building that was condemned. That was actually as bad as people said it was because they were doing – that was where people had to quarantine 2 weeks before you exited prison. That's how they qualmed with, like, shutting it down and allowing it to reopen but not, like, housing inmates there. They're using it as, like, an exit building, essentially. And there was, like, black mold all over the building. Only half the showers work, you know.
Right.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous, you know. The floor was caving in. There was, like, they were doing work on the foundation because it was built on a landfill, and the actual floor was caving in. You can walk by, and the doorways were, like, kinked. Sideways, the doors literally couldn't close because the building was caving in.
Right. And that's where they wanted you to do time at.
That's where they were quarantining sick people when COVID first happened. They were like, oh, you guys are actually sick. Let's put you in this condemned building full of black mold. And
right, you're already sick, so why not make it even worse?
Perfect idea.
You know,
yeah.
Right, and, you know, I look back and, you know, I think, you know, that, you know, 56 years for the use and possession of cannabis.
Yeah.
Crazy. And just, you know, less than 100 miles from me.
Yeah.
I can spark up freely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, you know, we're bonded. We're allowed to use cannabis. So either way it goes, as long as we get here and we consume here what we get. So, I mean, we're fine. So, but there's no way in Ohio that I would be allowed to spark up. So
would you
like to smoke one with
yeah,
me?
I would love to. My pleasure. It's my passion. So I'm here. Yeah, I can't believe that. I still can't believe it. I did the time, you know, for the same thing that I'm now doing, like, legitimately.
Right. You know, and looking back, you know, helping people is what it come down to.
Right.
You know, and that's, You've always just had the drive to help people. Because
it's not completely selfish, you know. Like, there was profit motive involved. Like, I'm not going to be, like, the one to be like, I was, like, you know, giving free medicine. Like, I gave reasonably priced, good quality medicine to patients that needed it and the time they needed it from a place that they couldn't get it, you know.
Right. And it was a struggle for people to – and even now in Ohio, people still struggle with obtaining, you know, cannabis in Ohio to any level, because the program is such a limited program. You're only allowed to have this amount.
Right.
You're only allowed to do it this way.
Right.
And
pricing, too. You know, what is it, $50 for 2.8 grams, $45 for – that's $450 an ounce. My God, that's an expensive ounce of weed. You
yeah,
know?
It really is.
Like, and to people that are medical patients that need to, you know, use this product on a regular basis as a medical prescription, like they might as well go get some morphine to deal with their pain, because they can get it prescribed from a doctor and then comp through insurance, and it can be a fraction of the price. It's ridiculous,
right?
You know, like,
and
it's all for profit. You know, people want to, like, how are you going to charge somebody $450 for their medicine? You're almost turning them away from the cannabis at that point, you know?
Really, it is. It really does come down to turning somebody. And, you know, it's like, here, you're allowed to have it, but your access is very limited, because you're only allowed to have this. You can only do it this way. You know, and I think, telling an adult that you're allowed to, and I think, you know, that point is absolutely ridiculous. I don't think as an adult we should be settling for being allowed to have a certain amount. I don't think that we should be allowed to have only – I think that should be our choice. And, with the program here in Michigan, even the medical program,
right,
a person can even grow for themselves. And they can, you know, you can grow for yourself, you can process for yourself. So that means that you can medicate yourself the way you feel. In Ohio, you can't.
No, it's crazy. I've heard that there's been talk about like reiterating like personal growth in Ohio. And I really, really hope that they're in that way, because the ability for a person to be able to grow their own medication in a cost-effective, reasonable manner, and then know that it's safe and sound for them to like consume medically, like that level of comfort, you know, as well as the level of ease on your financial life is phenomenal, you know.
Right, because we're finding out now that most of the grows in Ohio have not been honest with, you know, what they use and what they don't use.
Right.
Hey, Stacy, thanks for joining us. Seth Cunningham, hey, buddy, thank you. You know, you're absolutely right. It was 200. It was like under 20 a month, but cheap cannabis can last month. $100 for an ounce, right. But, you know, the pain pills, you know, sometimes on some people's insurance comes at zero cost to them.
Yeah, $0.
You know,
$0.
Right. So they can go to a pharmacy and pick up pain pills. And I'm talking, you know, narcotic pain pills that's 100% covered under insurance, where – you know, a person doesn't have to pay for any of their medicine, but
it's
when
crazy.
It comes to cannabis,
you have to find a way to finance it, you know, and it's like, you know, it's almost like it doesn't make sense where, like, a 2 liter of soda will cost 99 cents, right? But if you got 2 liters of just Aquafina water, it's going to be like $5.
Right.
Like, why is the healthy alternative five times more expensive? You know, like, what is the real, I feel like there's some type of ploy or plot, you know.
Right, and I think there is, you know, the way that they want to do and how they market and how they monopolize the market versus, you know, pushing somebody towards the unhealthiness.
Right.
You know, and I think and I feel that that's what they've done with cannabis programs, and it's not just Ohio's program. All programs suffer in some way, especially if, you know, and my biggest thing, and, you know, every one of my shows, I always talk about reform, because I am absolutely 100% against, you know, for our justice reform. It does need to be formed. When somebody can molest a child, and that's a horrible thing, but molesting a child would get you less time than having possession of cannabis.
What?
You know, how is it somebody that's facing 56 years over 2 grams of cannabis can get more time than somebody that actually does something monstrous, you know, and that's an absolute monster that does something. That can serve only 6 months sometimes and get, you know, probation. You have to register on a register and stuff, but that's nothing compared to somebody having to sit sometimes a lifetime for cannabis.
I was in jail with quite a few people who had some pretty insane crimes and some pretty heinous mentalities to go along with it, you know? And they were doing less time than other people I was there with on only cannabis crime. Like, I was there with one guy who was doing 6 years on a nonviolent cannabis charge. He got caught with 600 pounds, I think, in Chillicothe, Ohio. Ended up in the same camp as I. He was doing 6 years mandatory, right? There was a guy that came in, right, for assaulting a minor, was doing 6 months on assaulting a minor. Like, assault on a minor. You got 6 months. And this guy got 6 years for some plants.
Right. So, you know, that absolutely just shows you how broken our justice system is. You know, and that's why I think it needs to begin. It needs to begin with the re-education of not only our judge and law enforcement, but, you know, our doctors and nurses and
there's
stuff.
Reform.
There does need to be. You know, I absolutely appreciate you, Adam, sitting down, like, on a short notice with me doing the show. And I know that, you've got plans for, you want this
thing? Okay. Now, you guys came out of your way to come see me. It's the least I could do, you know?
Being able to come up here and view, you know, because you can only hear somebody, you know, talk. And you can hear the passion in somebody's voice. But until you see their passion, you know, that's another story. And seeing, you know, your grow and seeing the plants that you're growing.
The passion comes
out
of the product.
It really does. And I know that it's a joint effort. Honestly, it really is.
My partners, I have partners, but they're just investors, really.
Right.
So I make all the shot calls, you know, like I'm full of charge 100% of this grow. I manage it 100% of the way. If we need nutrients, I call what kind of nutrients we need, how we feed it, when we feed it, what we feed it. Yeah, that's all me.
At your buds, the plants that you have growing and the buds that they're producing, the medicine, you can absolutely see, the love and the care that went into producing this, and it's going to produce a lot of good medicine.
That comes with, like, except the care, you know, but because I care, I'm in the garden every day. You know, not a day goes by that I don't at least stick my head in to say hi to the girls. You know, literally, I stick my head in and say, hi, how you girls doing today? It's good to see you. You know, ask them how they're doing, check on the day, and then go about my day, you know.
Right on.
But that shit matters.
It does. And the plants, you know, they feel that. And, you know, people don't think that, you know, plants are alive, but plants are very much alive. They breathe in. And they have, you know, and the thing is, you know, if you use cannabis outdoors and grow hemp and everything outdoors, it helps clean the soil. It helps detoxify and it pulls the heavy metals and stuff from the soil. So it helps your soil and stuff. So, you know, there's always upsides to growing for your own self.
For sure. Also, for the cool part when you're growing for yourself, because, like, the plants actually suck a lot out of the soil. So if you're growing in the ground, you know, it's just like farming, you know, you're sucking a lot of the nutrients in the soil, but because you're able to farm it yourself, you're then able to then reintroduce and reapply certain minerals and nutrients in your off seasons to give them back to the soils and earth. I bet you a large scale facility is not going to be doing that, you know, like it's really more about profit, you know, and their care and concern and quality control is always far less than on the medical side.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, because they're growing for profit.
Right.
And that's the difference between growing for profit and growing because you care.
Right.
You know, and I think that's, you know, a big deal for that. She said, Stacy says, hey, thanks for watching this, you guys. That's pretty cool. So we'll check over and see, make sure nobody's called, and if nobody's called, then hey. Again, Adam, on short notice, I really appreciate you sitting down with me for this segment and talking with me. I think what you do is an amazing thing as coming from and watching and, you know, supporting you through everything that you've gone through.
You guys were
you know,
a lot, man. You guys were there for me through the whole thing.
It was great. I was glad to be there. I was glad the show was there to help you reach out and get every the most support you could. And,
yeah,
and I'm going to continue to support you and Slap God because I believe in your product. I've seen your medicine, so every chance I get, I'm going to try to support you in what you do, and I greatly appreciate what you've done.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Yep. So, you guys, again, I'm sitting here enjoying, what Michigan has to offer as far as patients and what a person can get and go through and have and be as far as a patient, what it actually really means to be a patient. Growing for yourself, taking care of yourself is the most important thing. I don't have my hat on. And that's the thing. Look at that. I don't have my hat on this episode. Kind of crazy, huh? I would much rather, myself have, medicine that's grown from a facility like what I've toured, yesterday and today versus what a big, operations growing for what Ohio medicine is. So I really encourage Ohio people to take a look at this and understand coming from a grower what the benefits is of growing for yourself and reach out to your representatives. And that's where it starts with let your representatives know that you support home grow, not only the home grow, but you also support justice reform. And that's a big part of home grow is because if we're going to be allowed to home grow and grow for ourselves and have access to it that way, the people that are sitting serving time for doing the same thing should be allowed to be free because if we're allowed to be able to do it, then they should have a look at, their case and at least have it reduced to time served and being released on that. And also expungement for people with low-level criminal offense, non-violent criminal offenses, because we all know that any cannabis case is a non-violent criminal case. So please definitely reach out to us if you or a loved one are going through something. And I thank you for joining us this week on such a short one. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. You guys, thank you very much for joining us. We will end the show here.